Finding the sock company Austinite Tim Scott recently founded is kind of challenging. It's called Mitskoots, a tough name to pronounce. It comes from Scott's childhood. As a five-year-old with dyslexia, he was learning to write his name. Tim became Mitt, and Scott, two T's, became Scoot with two O's. Mitskoots shares a space with a nonprofit off of Beecaves Road, but it's impossible
Hello.
To see it from the road.
How are you?
Good, how are you doing?
Okay, I'm Tim.
We came past this.
Like 10 times?
Like 10 times,
I'm so sorry. Yeah, it's not the easiest thing to find, being all the way out in Westlake, but it's a good home.
Once inside, a couple of employees label and package the socks. It's all done by hand. Scott's love for socks comes from his time in the military. That's the only part of his military service he'll talk about. Other memories are still too raw.
Well, when you first join the military, they take away all your stuff. And they gave me six pairs of socks.
Scott also got shirts and camo pants. What he didn't know was that those would be his only clothes for a long time.
You wear them every day. And you'd have to wear them in combat boots, and you'd have to march in them.
Texas heat and the heat from some overseas places Scott doesn't want to mention made wearing dirty, sweat-soaked socks unbearable.
So at the end of the day, I am happy to take off what was a gross pair of socks, and then I think, good thing I have another pair tomorrow.
The experience made an impression. When Scott left the military, he started volunteering for nonprofits that serve people who are homeless. He remembers the people he encountered always asked for socks. Flashing back to his military days, it hit him. He knew he needed to find a way to provide free socks to people.
Our label on the back, it has a pretty prominent sentence on the top that says, when you see a problem, do something about it. Under that it says, we do three things. We sell Great American socks. For every pair you purchase, we give away another pair to someone in need. And finally, we take pride in employing the less fortunate. So wear this pair and do more with your socks.
On the morning we met, Mike Walker and his girlfriend Uta Ditma showed up to work covered in mosquito bites. They've been camping outdoors. They lost their home after Walker was injured a few years ago. He was a paint contractor. One day he was sitting on his porch when lightning struck him in the face. He suffered third-degree burns. Walker says for 9 months, his mind would go in and out of consciousness while his body healed at the hospital. He lived, but lost every material possession.
Here, fold him over the other way. Put your thumb through the back.
Scott stands by Walker's side, showing him how to fold socks.
I'm brain dead this morning.
No, you're not.
While Walker struggles, Uta Ditma is fast. She tells me she fell in love with Walker when they met 7 years ago at Barton Springs. She was a tourist from Germany, an artist. He had a good job.
And I was never homeless before. I have never slept in a tent before this happened, but now I had to learn it all. We sometimes get really upset about the situation and get angry at each other, and then we have to reconfirm and tell each other that's the circumstances and not the person, right, that makes you angry or upset.
Ditma says the jobs Scott provides for her and Walker are invaluable. She dreams of the day she and Walker will be able to get married and legalize her immigration status. Mitskoots is just a few months old. Perhaps the company's business model is not the best. They started by giving away 3,000 pairs of socks way before they sold that many. But Scott and his wife are not worried. She has a job that pays the bills, and they're confident in the company's slow but steady growth. They hope to make money one day, but more than that, they just want to continue providing clean, dry socks to people in the community. Joy Diaz, KUT News.